following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Yo, 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 good morning, gearheads. This is Muscle Mania. I'm your host, DJ Spark. Let's get some wheels spinning and heads turning. Yo, what is going on, everyone, today? It's your host, DJ Spark. Today, we're going to be talking about Ford, the history, and the models of cars that they produce. Let's get started. Similar to last time, we're going to be going over the historical figures of Ford, who founded the company, what kind of vehicles they produce, and the overall culture behind the company and its consumers. Back in 1896, Henry Ford, the founder of the company, built his first experimental car in his own home in Detroit. After this, the formation of the Ford Motor Company, or better yet known as the first Ford car, was developed. After its development, the Model A was actually released first in 1903. It was so successful that they released a Model T in 1908. 1903, June 16th, was the actual founding date of the Ford Company by Henry Ford. As of today, they are actually considered the fifth largest automotive company based on their worldwide vehicle distribution and sales. Aside from the Model A and Model T success in Ford's distribution, the idea of a manufacturing supply line or assembly line, which is a method of producing cars and other various materials and objects, was actually first introduced by Ford, which not only made it more efficient for them to create vehicles, but it also greatly impacted the American economy by giving other companies the idea of using an assembly line. With Henry Ford being a part of the Ford family, hence why the company is named Ford, the company is not actually fully owned by the Ford family anymore. William Clay Ford Jr. is the executive chair of the motor company. He's been that since January 1999. He owns roughly half of the company with his family, but there are also foreign people such as Joseph Henrich and Mark Fields who own major shares in the Ford company as of today. In our modern-day society, Ford has moved away from those old-style bodies, Model A, Model T, and has been focusing more on pickup trucks and various other sports cars, Mustang GTs, Super Snakes, cars that have turbos, superchargers on them, pushing well over 700 horsepower, similar to Dodge. Ford has come an extremely long way since the early days back in the late 1800s. Along this journey of development as a company, various competitors such as Dodge, Chevy, and other various foreign brands like Toyota and Subaru, Nissan, have all become big competitors for Ford over the years. Each of these companies I listed either create pickup trucks or various other reasonably priced cars, or develop cars that have extremely high amounts of horsepower, well over 700. Speaking of horsepower, similar to Dodge's Hemi engine, the Coyote motor is Ford's signature motor that's found in both the F-150s and various other pickup trucks, and also the Mustangs. What makes the Coyote motor so unique to them is the fact that they can be constructed in various different ways depending on the need of the consumer or companies that request to buy certain vehicles. Along this, the after effect of the motor is that it's extremely easy to add new parts and modify it, whether that's putting a supercharger on it, forging pistons, or throwing a turbo on it. The Coyote motor is much easier to work on than other various motors from other companies. Not only are Coyote engines easier to work on than other engines such as Chevy's LS motors or Dodge's Hemi motors, but the fact that they are smaller overall and contain more moving parts, Coyote motors are able to withstand extremely high revs and RPMs, which allow for more top-end speed. Now that we're talking about motors, let's talk about what exactly is under the hood of Ford's signature Mustang. Starting off with the EcoBoost, As of 2022, the Ford Mustang EcoBoost contains a four-cylinder 2.3-liter engine, pushing 310 to 330 horsepower. An important fact to note is the models of cars, whether it's Dodge, Chevy, or Ford, even though the less popular ones amongst social media and most car gurus and enthusiasts aren't the ones that have four-cylinder engines or six-cylinder engines, specifically for muscle cars. If we're talking about foreign cars like Nissan GTR or some sort of 350Z, obviously those do not come stock with a V8. That's a completely different realm of car talk. But these lower, quote-unquote, lower-trim cars that contain non-V8 engines are actually the way that most of these companies are able to fund the development and manufacturing of these high horsepower V8 cars. So anytime you see a car that you know isn't a V8 and you know you hear somebody talk crap about it or however they may feel about it, just remember that the reason why the big engine cars are able to be produced efficiently is due to the fact that the majority of individuals who buy from these companies actually buy the lower trim cars, which provide the funding. Next up on the list, we have the Fastback V6 Mustang. The stats are being taken from the 2017 model. That being said, 300 horsepower base coming out of this naturally aspirated six-cylinder engine, allowing for a 0 to 60 time 5.6 seconds to 6.1 seconds. Although it's not the fastest car in the world, 300 horsepower is more than enough to have a decent amount of fun and get into too much trouble. All right, now it's time to get into the fun stuff. The 5-liter V8 engine, the Coyote famous motor that Ford produces, is found in the Mustang GT. 450 base horsepower naturally aspirated out of the factory, alongside 410 pound-foot of torque. Even though the torque number is slightly lower than the horsepower numbers, when racing other cars such as Dodge Challengers or Camaros with bigger naturally aspirated motors, or even if they're supercharged, you know, vice versa, most of the times in these races, the initial torque from other motors that are bigger will pull on the Mustang GT in the beginning of the race. But as the revs get higher and the gears start going up, especially with the 10-speed automatic transmission in the new Mustang GTs 2018 and above, the Mustang will pull ahead towards the end of the race. Moving past the GT, we start getting into the upper trims of the Mustang. The 2022 Ford Shelby GT350 is still a naturally aspirated V8 engine, 5.2 liters with 526 horsepower. Although it's faster than the GT, you need to be a skilled driver because this car only comes in a manual transmission. So if you don't know how to efficiently switch between gears, you're going to find yourself getting dusted on the road. Another thing that the GT350 has on top of the Mustang GT is the fact that it has 429 pound-foot of torque. So, although it's only roughly a 19 to 20 pound increased stock, it still is enough to make a significant difference on the road. Similar to, but not exactly like, the Mustang GT base model, we have the Mach 1, which is slightly faster than the GT. It is the same 5-liter V8 found in the Mustang GT. It's just slightly tuned up with 20 more horsepower, so either 470 or 480 base horsepower with 420 pound-foot of torque. You also have the option of a Tremec 6-speed manual transmission. So like I said with the GT350 as well, you need to be skilled at changing gears manually. Ford's version of the Hellcat, similar to last episode's discussion around Dodge's trims of Challengers and Chargers and various other vehicles, Ford has developed the GT500, which contains a V8 supercharged and intercooled engine, aluminum block, and aluminum heads with port fuel injection. Now the power output, pretty crazy, 760 horsepower at 7,300 RPM, alongside 625 pound-foot of torque. Something else that's interesting to note is this car comes in both an automatic transmission as well as a manual transmission. So depending on how you want to use the car, what your driving style is, or what you're looking for, Ford provides options for you.
All right, time to get crazy.
If you thought the GT500 was nuts, let's talk about Mustang Super Snake, Ford's demon, if you will. Similar to last episode, how we talked about Dodge Demon, the car that pushed 840 horsepower on race fuel, Ford has something to compete against that. The Shelby Super Snake, in 2022, the stats, 825 horsepower out of a supercharged 5-liter V8, similar to the other Coyote motors that we've listed in the previous vehicles. Alongside that, we have the 625 pound-foot of torque again. 0 to 60, 3.5 seconds. Quarter mile time, 11.5 seconds. Now, like I stated before, with the Coyote motors, how they have slightly less amounts of torque than other bigger motors, the Dodge Demon does have a faster 0 to 60 time at 2.1 to 2.3 seconds on average, obviously with perfect conditions on the drag strip. And the Super Snake has 3.5 seconds. Although the 0 to 60 may be a little slower, the Super Snake does take the cake in the race. Like I stated earlier, the top end, the higher revs, and the overall weight of the car. Dodge has very heavy cars, and Ford has been able to efficiently and effectively reduce the weight over the years to make Mustangs lighter than the competitors. All right, now that we've gotten all the trims and various engine models of the Mustang out of the way, let's talk about some more history and the overall culture revolving around Ford's Mustang. So, back in the day when the Mustang was first introduced, it was actually seen as a trend-setting design due to the fact that it had a small rear end of the car, the trunk area, with a long hood. The idea of a quote-unquote pony car was actually developed because of the Mustang. And a lot of other companies, when developing various other vehicles, whether that was back in the late 90s, mid-90s, and even now, have actually formed their design ideas after the formation of the Mustang. So, coming from like an entrepreneurship and overall stance on development of vehicles, Mustang really was one of the first companies that developed and paved the way for new vehicles to be developed. Something else to note around the culture, similar to various other foreign cars, a lot of car people and a lot of individuals who own Mustangs like to do aftermarket work on them. So like I stated before, the Coyote motor is a very good platform to work on aftermarket, whether you're modding pistons or you're putting forced induction with a turbo, supercharger, or tuning. It's very interesting and actually quite exciting to see what's under the hood of a lot of Mustangs on the road, because a lot of times they're not stock. There's obviously, you know, a good amount of cars that remain stock just because most people, you know, buy cars and they just want to drive them. They don't really focus on like putting too much effort into the development of the engine afterwards. But the overall Coyote engine platform leaves endless possibilities for more horsepower and different builds that, you know, not everyone sees every day. So that's one thing that's very interesting about the Mustang's culture. All right, folks, all in all, the overall history of Ford is very interesting, and I hope you learned something regarding the different models of the Mustang and the different engine parts and the different platforms that Mustang is able to provide. Alongside all this, now maybe you can see different types of Mustangs or different Ford vehicles and understand exactly where they came from and what exactly may possibly be under the hood. So this is your host, DJ Spark, and I'm rolling out.